Welcome to Of Men, For Men. Here we'll discuss issues pertaining to the modern day man. Subjects like health, wealth, lifestyle, gear, and relationships. So join me as we dive into the world of men. For men. Hello, and welcome to the Of Men, For Men podcast. I am your host, James Rodney Lemax. Yeah, come on. Yeah. All right. Here we go again. One more time. How you gentlemen doing? How's everybody doing? Everybody doing all right? I'm trying to pump out a little bit more content for you. I promise that. I wanted to get out some more content. I wanted to talk about patience. Patience today. Now, the last episode I talked about, don't wait for the right time. Don't be afraid to fail. Find your purpose. But I don't want you to get that confused with being impatient. That's not what I'm talking about. Everything we do takes time. Get an education. It takes time to do that. Whether you're doing it in the building, in class, or whether you're doing it online, whether you're taking a course, getting a certificate, always improving yourself, all that stuff takes time. If you had a job, you're working your job, it takes time. Establish yourself. Show people that you can do good work. You're consistent. You're dependable. And over time, you'll move up. Time. Patience. Patience is essential. Being not only a good man, but a decent human being as well. You don't want to get impatient with people. You know, we live in a society where everything is instantaneous. 24/7 news, 24/7, everything's online. Social media, everybody posting something and wanting them likes, all of, you know. Instant gratification. Everybody wants to go to McDonald's, go through the drive-thru, get their Happy Meal, and be on their merry way. It don't work like that. Everything don't work like that. Life does not work like that. We have to have patience. You don't want to have knee-jerk reactions to things. I have personally learned over the years, because Lord knows I ain't had no patience for nothing. You know, it's like, hey, I ain't got time for that. Right? I ain't got no time for that. But make time. Make time. You don't want to have knee-jerk reactions to things, gentlemen. I've learned in my lifetime that the longer I wait, the better off I am when it comes to reacting to things, to judging things, to saying things. You know, you see something on the news and they give you a little 15, 20 second little clip and you instant make a judgment. You ain't even got none of the information. You just got a headline and, you know, a quick blurb or two of information. And you see that online. You know, something happens and there's a little blurb out there, a tweet or a post or Instagram, something like that. And then people just pile on and they don't know nothing. But they've already made a judgment. And I've learned to wait, you know, especially when something happens, give it 2 or 3 days and find out the rest of the story. Give it some time because, you know, it'll come out. Don't be quick to judge and jump on and pile on. Hold your thoughts and your feelings, you know, close to the vest initially. Find out more. Get more facts. Get it from the sources, you know, not from second hand. Then you can make a better judgment call. Relationships. I've learned in relationships, be patient. We all want things to happen on our time, you know, our time. Like, what was that movie? With Spicoli and Mr. Hand. Well, Spicoli says, "Well, Mr. Hand, if you're here and I'm here, doesn't that make this our time?" Fast Times at Ridgemont High, that's it. Mr. Hand goes, "Yeah, you're right." And grabs Spicoli's pizza and goes, "Oh, yeah, everybody, come on. Everybody, you know, get a slice, get a slice." Yeah, Spicoli was about to have some pizza, you know. Yeah, doesn't that make this our time? Things don't happen on your time. Rarely do they happen on your schedule. You know, you're constantly adjusting and reacting to what's going on around you. You know, we all would love for things to happen on our time and the way we want them. Nothing ever works out exactly the way I want it to. It just doesn't happen. You know, we all, and that's what happens. You know, we get expectations. But definitely in relationships, you have to have patience and let people come around. Let them make their own decisions. Give them some time. You know, if somebody doesn't answer a text message or you can't get them on the phone, well, hell, they might be busy. There could be some kind of emergency going on. They might be tied up. Phone might be dead. Hell, you know, who knows? They might be driving. You know, I know I don't. You know, I don't want to drive a car and be talking on the phone or texting. God knows. I had an accident right here just up the road the other day where some people got killed on a motorcycle, hit by a car, and the person that was driving that car was texting and driving and hit him. That's terrible. Terrible. So you don't know what's going on that other end. And usually, if you just give a little bit of time, everything will work out the way it's supposed to. Maybe not the way you want it to, but the way it's supposed to. But you have to be patient. Because if you show impatience, then other people would be like, damn, you know, what's wrong with this person? You know, they're acting crazy. And, you know, because it's not going to happen the way you want it and on your timeline. You know? That's what I say. It's on the Lord's time. Yeah. Have mercy. You know, on the Lord's timing, not your timing. Right? You can go to prayer and ask for stuff, but you ain't going to get it when you want it. You're going to get it when the good Lord decides to give it to you. Right? All right. You know, we have to be patient with stuff. You know, be patient with relationships. Family relationships, too. You have to be patient with people. Everybody's different. Everybody's got different experience, a different worldview, a different point of view. Everybody's wired different, the way they think. You know, not everybody thinks and does and wants and desires the same things that you do. You have to be patient with people. At work, you know, be patient with people. Ain't no need getting upset and getting in somebody's face and causing a ruckus. Be patient. Be stoic. Because if you constantly getting upset or getting pissed off or storming off or whatever, you know, acting the fool, people will notice that and they ain't gonna want to deal with you. But if they can see you're reasonable, you're calculating, you take your time, you think things out, then when things come up and you might get partnered up with somebody, they won't have a problem with you whatsoever. Oh yeah, he's easy to get along with. He's easy to work with. Easy to collaborate with. We all should have more patience. That's what's one of the things that's wrong in this world. And that's because of all this instant gratification. You know? Nobody has any time for anything. They want it, and they want it now. You know, nowadays you can order on something on Amazon and have it to your house in 2 days. Sometimes even the next day, depending on what it is. Free delivery if you get Amazon Prime. You know, or if you order, I don't know, what is it? I believe it's like $25 or more, you get free delivery. But you can have something just that quick. Used to, I remember ordering stuff online. Well, not online, but you know, be on TV or something, or in a magazine, or, you know, whatever, and you'd order something, you know, 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Now it don't even take 4 to 6 days. Like I said, you can get it to your house in just a couple days. You can order groceries online and then go down there and pick them up, and they'll bring them out, and all you got to do is load them in the car. You don't even got to go in the damn store. That's what I'm talking about. I hate going in the damn store. You know? But we all need to be more patient with people. You know, show a little bit more compassion. Show a little bit more kindness. Be patient. And once you kind of kick back and relax, you find out that things are, you're less stressed. You don't get upset. Things just kind of roll off a little bit. You know, things don't bother you as much. Because if you give things enough time, you know, sometimes what you thought was important at that moment winds up not being important. But at the moment, you was all wound up tight over it. And then come to find out later, it wasn't so important after all. That's why you don't want to make permanent decisions based on a temporary feeling. That's why you don't want to be quick, you know, make snap judgments, snap decisions. I mean, sometimes you have to. The situation dictates. All right? But then you're just using, you know, your best wits about you. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes, you know, you don't have time. You know? I mean, we're not talking about that. We're talking about, you know, if you have the opportunity to kick back, relax, and think about something, especially before you say stuff, give it a little bit of time. That's what happens online. People get online and they start typing, and then they wind up, you know, tweeting out or posting something they wish they hadn't. A lot of times, you know, I'll think about posting something or making a remark, and then I think about it and I'm like, nah, you know, it ain't even worth it. Why do I even want to engage this dummy online? They're not worth my time, and it's not going to change anything. You know, I've been, this podcast has been attacked online. You know, on Twitter, you know, because that's a dumpster fire. That's where it primarily happens. It's not on Facebook or Instagram or any of the other ones. It's Twitter, because that's where all the crazy people are at. And I've had men and feminist men, you know, what I would call beta males, and women, you know, because this is a podcast about men. You know, and I'll tweet something, or on the occasion I do make a comment, and usually I'm agreeing with what's ever posted. I'm not going to make a, you know, derogatory or, you know, or snarky comment on somebody else's post. I just, you know, what's the point? But inevitably, there'll be, you know, some, you know, whacked out leftist, some, you know, radical commie out there, you know, that wants, you know, Of Men For Men podcast, you know, oh, the patriarchy. And they'll jump right on that, you know, and I don't eat. And if they make a respond, you know, to something that I've commented, you know, or a GIF or a meme or something, you know what? I don't even respond. I don't even give them the dignity of a response, because it doesn't matter. Their mind's already made up. I'm not going to change their mind by anything I say, right? So I just let it roll, man. Just, you know, let it roll. It doesn't matter what they say, you know? I don't have time for that. Right? I don't have time for that. You know, we need, like I said, we just need to have more patience with people, with our families, with our loved ones, with those closest around us, with our coworkers, and even with people you come in contact, you know, when you at the store or checkout or something, you know, and, you know, sometimes people get upset at the person running the register. I'm like, you know, and then they come up, well, you know, that's not our policy or whatever. And then they get all upset with them. They don't have nothing to do with it. They're just the employee ringing up the groceries or ringing up whatever the hell it is. You know, they're not the CEO of the damn company. You know, why get upset with that person? Just say, okay, yeah, I understand, you know, because it's not their fault. They're just like you. That person's just trying to, you know, work, you know, be gainfully employed, have an income, pay taxes, and do their thing. They don't have nothing to do with the rules and regulations or where they work and what they're doing or whatever. Don't get upset with them. Be patient. You know. And if you don't like the policies or whatever, then go somewhere else. Vote with your feet. Vote with your wallet. That's what I do. I ain't gonna get upset with the person, you know, behind the counter. You know, unless they're being, you know, asinine, then that's a different story. You know, if they're being disrespectful now, that's totally different. You know, but if they're just, you know, following the rules, you know, whatever those rules are, you know, don't get upset with them. You know, ain't no need for that. Most people are just trying to do the best they can do, you know? Most people are. I mean, there's some people out there that, you know, they're going to be a-holes regardless, right? They're hating life. They hate themselves. And they're going to hate on everybody else around them and whoever else they come in contact with. But you ain't nothing you can do about that. Sometimes you don't even confront them. You just say, hey, you know what? You have a nice day, you know? Or you have a blessed day. Or if you really want to, you know, tell them to F off, you know, bless your heart. That's how we do it down here in the South. Oh, thank you very much. Bless your heart. You know, but I mean, bless your heart can mean different things. It depends on how you're using it now. It doesn't always mean that. You know, doesn't always mean that. It could be a genuine bless your heart when you do it and somebody's doing something nice. You know, because I had somebody from the north trying to tell me what bless your heart means. I'm like, I'm born and raised in the South. I know what bless your heart means. It can be used in many different ways. And one of them is the F-U way, right? Where you're dismissing them, right? It's funny, you know. See, people think they know and they don't. But, you know, I didn't even get into it, you know. I was like, okay, you know, whatever. You know. Whatever. You know it all, right? You know. You're not from here and you're going to tell me what that phrase means. You know? Oh, bless them. Bless them. All right, gentlemen. I don't want to waste too much more of your time. That's about all I got. We all just need to be a little bit more stoic in our approach. Show a little bit more patience, a little bit more kindness. I think that'll serve us well in this new year. You know, serve you well. All right, my friends. Check out the social media sites, the Facebook, the Instagram, the Twitter. The Gab, the Locals, and the Parlor. And check out the webpage, podpage.com/ofmenformen. podpage.com/ofmenformen. And if you'd like to support this podcast, you could do so wherever you're listening to it. Just use the link on the page you're on. I have been James Rodney Lemax. You have been great. Yeah. This will be a weekly podcast. You can find it on the Anchor app and anywhere podcasts are available. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. I look forward to seeing you there.